We're streaming online, WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mell. Joined on the phone now, I have the branch executive director for the YMCA of the Chesapeake, George Patchell, on the phone. George, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
George, good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I saw a press release about how you guys were trying to help the community and you guys were looking for some support, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Obviously, with the governor's executive order, we closed on March 16th to our members and guests. And so at that point, what we made in a conscious effort to do is transition into what we could possibly do in our local communities to help out during this crisis.
What have you guys done to help, or what can people do to help you?
Yeah, one of the things that we did, every one of our communities, is try to focus on what the needs may be. And then for Elkton example, the Department of Emergency Services in Cecil County contacted me about the our ability to be able to either be utilized by Union Hospital if the hospital was overrun with those who obviously have the COVID-19 and they needed additional triage, or as a shelter-in-place location if the governor had quarantined everyone to stay in their current location. The Y would be a destination as a shelter in place.
Wow.
So that's what we did in our community in Elkton. But throughout the region, which the YMCA of Chesapeake consists of the Eastern Shore of Maryland, which is our Elkton location, all the way down to Chincoteague, Virginia, our communities, in those communities, we're doing different things. One of the most important things we're providing is child care for essential personnel in several locations in Easton, which is in Talbot County, and then in Dorchester County, we're providing those care for essential personnel. But in other communities, we're providing food delivery for children and older adults who may find themselves in a food insecure situation. So we're doing all we can throughout the communities that we serve to kind of fill the need where it's necessary.
Are you guys still looking for food donations?
We will certainly help with any type of food donations, but I would also recommend that if there's any type of donations, they look at the Cecil County Help Center, which I know is in need of food donations at this time. One of the other things I like to say is we have 41,000 members across the Eastern Shore. And so that's a huge part of the population and that we're serving in our communities. And we're hoping that our members will continue to stay with us as a non-for-profit. Their membership fee is a contribution and will be considered a write-off on their taxes for the following year. And so we ask for our members to stay with us and to help support the important work we're doing in our community during this crisis.
And what's the best way to keep up to date, George, with what's going on? Just by the website, ymcachesapeake.org?
Actually, probably the best way to see what we're doing is go to our Facebook page at YMCA Chesapeake.
Awesome.
I would also like to say, Justin, that during this time with 41,000 members, we are constantly making phone calls for those individuals who we might think that are isolated during this time. We're making wellness calls, and we've made over 3,000 phone calls to date just to check in on folks who we think may feel isolated and alone during this time, and we certainly want to let them know that the Y is there for them.
Is that something that other people could sign someone up for?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's willing to help in any of our measures, we ask that they contact us on Facebook, and we'll certainly be willing to contact them back and possibly see where they could help us in our efforts.
Great. And to make it easier to get access to, we'll post a direct link to get to the Facebook page and website on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold. So even though we're kind of have this shelter in place, you guys are still helping the community, and it's really nice to see the community come together like this. So if people want to reach out, they can go to the Facebook page for you guys or the website, ymcachesapeake.org. George, I do want to thank you for calling in today to help get the word out with what you guys are doing. Thank you so much. And thank you for what you're doing on behalf of the community, George.
Thank you very much, Justin. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes and getting the information out to the folks in the community about what the Y is doing to support everyone in this time of crisis.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And please tell everyone there I said thank you as well. And please stay safe, George.
You too. Thank you.